cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback. Tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Tonight's broadcast being powered by the blazing speed of some sailors' 4G LTE network, now the iPhone 5S and 5C, as Lakers has taken the first lead of the night at 14-13 with a minute 40 left in the first half, as we have a ground ball out to the second base, out to the 21-yard line, picked up by Richardson. He's crossed to the 33-yard line before he's brought down, and this Lakers sideline and fan base is fired up. Number four, Dustin Cady, actually tackled to stop that return from Richardson at the 35-yard line, according to the spot. As we have had so much rain tonight, the in-between the hash marks is starting to get a little bit muddy.
Oh, I think the whole field is pretty muddy, Clark. You've already seen some guys start to lose their footing. The second half is only going to get worse.
And in Harbor Beach now 40-0. As Ryan Dress breaks through the line, he has the first down out to the 48-yard line. Started that one to the 34, a 14-yard gain for Ryan Dress. Another first and 10 now, as we have less than 90 seconds to play in the first half, a minute 28 currently. Clock stopped momentarily to move the chains.
Seth Bowles with his second tackle of the evening for Lakers.
Receiver wide each way. Then we have a slot on both sides as well. Moffitt under center. Reindress in the backfield. Looking to pass. Staying in the pocket. Going forward. Has a man open at the first down marker. It falls incomplete. Pass was intended for number six, Marcus Allen, the Hall of Famer. And falls incomplete. Brings up second and 10. Clock stopped at a minute 17.
Moffitt is very comfortable in the pocket. He steps up and throws on the run, leading Allen just a little bit off his fingertips, but apparently is not afraid to throw it in any condition.
Second and 10 now for the Fighting Bees, two wide each way. Now Richardson in motion, and it's the option out to the right, and actually Moffitt tried to pitch it out to Moffitt, or to Richardson. Lost complete control of it, fell right to the bottom like a lead balloon, and he has to jump on it back at the 44-yard line. With a minute two left, clock stopped momentarily here. Looks like we almost have a timeout.
There's a flag
back at the 48-yard line of Lakers. It's going to be a hold against Bath on top of that, just insult to injury. That's at the 50-yard line now. So not quite sure where they're going to put this one. The fumble was picked back up by Moffitt at the 44. The penalty was at the 50-yard line. Lakers sideline still telling a few different things. Penalty was declined.
So credit Dustin Cady with the tackle for the Laker defense.
So they're going to take the 6-yard loss on that one back to the 44.
Absolutely. Take the loss of down.
5 yards, I should say. Loss of a down because of the fumble. So, Lakers still leading 14-13 over Bath, as they'd like a minute 15 back onto the clock. Lakers defense fired up, trying to come up with another big stop here, take the lead into halftime. Maybe even expand it here. They have enough time to do that. So the ball now is at the Bath 43-yard line. Third and 15 coming up. It's starting to get a little chilly. I might commandeer that heater in a second. And now we have a timeout called by Bath after hurry up and wait, folks. That's the start of the game here with a minute six left in the first half. Lakers leads 14-13. Bath with a third and 15 coming up.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceive Wing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Third and 15 now for Bath after a random series of events they call football. 1:06 left in the first half. Lakers trying to come up with a stop to give them the ball back one more time before halftime. Starting to get a little chilly, and now we have both coats on here. As we force ourselves to take our windows out of the booth here so we get the full element for you to broadcast it back to you in your warm living room or the nearest car in the parking lot. Hello to our friends out in the parking lot here at Laker High School. And all over the place. People get very creative when it rains and it's cold.
We're still discussing things out there, I see.
It believes the bill is still in committee. If it gets out of committee, it'll go to the House. If the House passes it, then it goes to the Senate, then it goes to the President for it to sign. A lot of things happen here just to get this third and 15 off. And it appears they're in shutdown. Here we go. John Boehner says okay, so we have a third and 15 coming out. Spread formation now for the Fighting Bees. And it's a reverse to number three, Leslie Payne. And he's still on his feet across midfield at the 47-yard line in the Laker territory. And we have a late flag in Bath territory, about 10 yards away from the play. It's going to be a personal foul. Bath is excited about it. The run, with nothing else going on, actually stopped at the 50-yard line. I just found the wrong player there. So he's shy of the first down by about 8 yards, not to mention the flag, which is at the Bath 47.
A lot of discussion out there. It must be nice and warm out there. They're taking so much time.
They're just enjoying this beautiful fall evening.
Gotta be. I don't know what the. Why else would you hurry?
Now they're telling the Bath sideline to calm down. No joke. As we're still sitting up here in limbo. And now the official comes back to the midfield to give the call here. Personal foul against Bath. And a personal foul against Lakers. Offsetting. So, penalties are offsetting. Now a fourth down and 8 for Bath at midfield of the 50-yard line. All that for that.
All that for offsetting penalties that don't mean a thing at this point.
It's 47-0 Harbor Beach.
I think that's
with
at
two
the half.
Seconds left in the half, Eli Kraft connected with Colin Cook. Extra point is good as well.
I don't know what you can say there, Clark. It'd be interesting to see what Mike has to tell us.
It's very interesting, but I do know one thing. Their booth is warmer.
Yeah, that's
but
for
we're
sure.
We're 54 seconds away from halftime here. Nothing to complain about. We have a great game ahead of us. Lakers leading by one, 14-13 over the Bath Fighting Bees. And the Fighting Bees seem to be getting a little restless right now and losing composure. 4th and 8 coming up. The Bees are going for it. Receiver wide each way.
We think they are anyways.
The officials are still discussing things.
even the Lakers fan getting cold and excited
we're letting the clock come down here a little bit. And now we have a timeout called as Bath is trying to get the clock down as much as possible with another timeout called by the Fighting Bees with 24 seconds left. It's Lakers 14, Bath 13, 4th and 8 coming up.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than